Jessica Gemmel is taking me on a tour of her neighborhood, Lavaca.
So they own this whole complex. This is all rentals over here. This thing here, this used to be a multi-unit home.
Just south of downtown San Antonio, this is one of the oldest neighborhoods in town, built in the 1870s for working-class families. Now, it's a designated historic district. While the quality of these properties varies a lot, market value ranges from about $40,000 to $600,000 here, Gemmel's home is a little different.
It's very modern, very square, lots of functional outdoor space.
Gemmel and her fiancé bought this house about 2 years ago. Love it. It was built in 2008. She says a historic renovation is just too much work and money.
Where I can appreciate what other folks do, I don't have the wherewithal to do it myself, nor does my fiancé. So we wanted to buy something newer, and we were super excited to find something newer in the older neighborhood that we really wanted to be a part of.
Why do you want to be in an older neighborhood?
Because it has more character.
She agrees with the city's plan for the area. Improve the housing stock, add more commercial and residential development, and balance that with the existing historic charm. And to help, the city has a number of financial incentives like tax breaks and training to help people who are up for a renovation. But Dolores Martinez is afraid the existing homes and residents around here won't last long. The retired school teacher is showing me the Lone Star area near South Flores, where her family has lived for generations.
Ay, senor. Turn if you're gonna turn.
She says demand to live in the area is leading to higher property values, resulting in higher property taxes. But Martinez says her neighbors are elderly, some don't speak English, and they're having a hard enough time just maintaining their old homes.
Hey! Long time no see! Come here!
We pull up to Benny Cantus. He's a retired law enforcement officer.
A lot of these houses have clay sewer lines. And I'm just praying that mine doesn't give out.
Cantu says there's no way he could cover the cost of that job. Still, his assessed property value is rising. After remaining flat following the mortgage crisis, San Antonio property values started creeping up in 2013. Last year, a lot of homes in this area saw 30 to 50% appraisal increases. Plenty of people are noticing that value, too.
They're trying to buy all these old houses and get us out of here. That's what they did to King William.
Everyone I speak to in this area says they're constantly solicited by people wanting to buy their homes.
What are y'all passing out?
Dolores calls a woman over from the sidewalk.
Anyone who's interested in selling theirs, or if there's any that are vacant or anything like that?
This woman is distributing door hangers for a private company, the want to sell fast, we pay cash kind. In addition to tons of renovations and flips, all sorts of development is happening around here. Old factories converted to lofts, demolished gas stations turned to townhomes. While living in these newer options is not cheap, Dolores Martinez understands the demand. Yes, young professionals, millennials, are moving here. And across the country, more people just want to live in city centers.
We welcome new people. We just don't welcome higher taxes.
Mary Kiki says that's a tough balance to strike. She's the deputy appraiser for the Bexar County Appraisal District.
When an area gets hot and people want to live in it, people pay a lot of money for those houses. And it's very difficult for people who want to stay where they are. And I don't know that anybody has found the solution yet.
Kiki says appraisers don't look at trends. They look at home sales. So the market largely decides your home appraisal value. But she says some of the panic in the neighborhood may be misplaced.
Your value increase is capped at 10% per year. If you're over 65, your taxes are frozen at the amount they were the year you turned 65.
Kiki says those circuit breakers help control a lot of people's payments. Plus, there are all sorts of exemptions for things like disabled veterans and historic properties. Still, residents are worried if appraisal values keep going up exponentially, even a 10% increase year over year could really add up. But for Dolores, it's a double-edged sword. We drive by a pretty dilapidated property.
Do we prefer buildings like that to the developments? Absolutely not. Look at that, vandalized and broken down and...
While there are some protections in place to preserve homes in historically designated neighborhoods, old surrounding properties can always be rezoned. Most residents and folks at the city predict a lot more preservation and a lot more development. But ultimately, the future landscape of housing in San Antonio will take shape one renovation or one demolition at a time. Virginia Alvino, Texas Public Radio News.